Take a look at the Gemara Masechet Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara is about two thirds down the page. The first word on the line is the abbreviation for Amar Yeshua Ben Levi. People see it? Amar Yeshua Ben Levi. Chayv Adam Likros Es Megillah Balayla Velishnosa Bayom. Any comments before we even continue? What? That's not really a comment. That's like a translation of part of it. What? Right, it seems like there's different verbs. Well, the different verbs being used. One is lekros and one is lishnosa. We'll have to figure out why in the world we would have mentioned two different verbs. We'll see. Shenemer elokaya kra yomam velo ta'aneh velo elo dumyali. I call out all day long and at night I'm not silent either. Where does this pasuk come from? Tell him. It's funny, a little bit funny. If you notice, I don't think there's another din in the entire Masechet Megillah that is learned out from a pasuk in Tehillim. Everything else is learned out from Sukkim in the Megillah. No, the Purim is coming up another month. Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Chag. That's why we're doing this again now. You guys, a lot of guys are finishing Megillah. If you find it, when you learn Megillah, you'll tell me if you notice another din. I think this may be the only din. I'm not sure. Maybe the only din in the entire Masechta that comes up from another pasuk besides the pasuk in the Megillah. Which is very surprising. We'll have to put in our minds, in the back of my minds, why that is. What? All the psukim quoted in Masechet Megillah that teach us halachas about Megillah are all psukim that come from Megillah's Esther itself. I'm not sure that's true, but I think. Either way, certainly the majority of central dinim are. Savim ino lemikre balelya lemisne masnisin dida biyamama. The Talmidim had a very funny havamina. What was their havamina? They thought maybe at night there's a mitzvah to read the Megillah. And during the day, to learn the Mishnah. Amar lehu Rav Yirmiyah lididi mifarshin leminei Rav Chiya bar Rava. I'll explain to you what Rav Chiya bar Rava meant. Kigon, da'amri inshi avar parsha se dov atnei. I'll learn it once now and then I'll really learn it deeper tomorrow. Or I'll go over it once now and then I'll really learn it tomorrow. In other words, the first time is kind of like a preview. The deeper, more havanadikah, reading is the one that takes place during the day. So far, so good. Viter itmar nami amrav chelbo amrav amr ula biira biira. I said yira. Chai vadim likros in the gil balayel v'shno sebayom. Same phrase, because a different pasuk. Remember, leman yizamecha chavav lo yidom. Hashem lakali lamodeka. A different pasuk in Tehillim, in order to call out God's praise, and not be silent. You know, God is forever. I will always praise God. And I guess always means bayom ubalayla, not just half of the time or something like that. Yizamecha chavor, I'll call out by day and I won't be quiet at night either. And the question is, what's behind this machlokas amrayim? What do you gain by quoting a different pasuk? So those are the basic questions that I have on this sugya. Let's try to go back and try to develop a little bit of comprehension of havana. So far, so good. The major question is, what's the havana and what's the maskana? And then there are two other small questions that we mentioned as well, which is what's the difference between lakrosa versus lishnosa, and what is this machlokas in terms of which pasuk to quote? Good? Yeah? Okay. So in terms of the Havamina that the Gemara has is actually a very surprising Havamina. Why in the world would anyone think that there is a mitzvah to read the Megillah Balayla and learn the Mishnah Bayom? What do you gain by doing that? What's going on there? So I'm not really sure, to be honest with you, but I do believe that there are two parts to this Havamina. There are two assumptions over here in the Havamina. Assumption number one is that the goal of Kriya Bayom and Kriya Balayla are different. They are Matarum, they have Matarum, Nifrado. There's a different goal in reading the Megillah Balayla as there is Bayom. And therefore, they're different Maisim as well. In other words, there's a different halachic agenda on Leil Purim than there is from the day of Purim. There are different agendas, there are different goals. The goal of night is X, and therefore manifests itself with one Maaseh Mitzvah, Kriyas HaMegillah, while the day has a different agenda and manifests itself with a different Maaseh Mitzvah. So far, so good? Yeah? Now the Maskana is one of two. What's a Maskana? Either, Nira Boset, feel free to help me out. People with me? Maybe you with me? What's the Maskana? either to suggest that the goals are the same, therefore the maestim are the same. We read the Megillah by Lila, we read the Megillah by Yom, because they have the same agenda. We thought there were two different religious agendas. One was X, one was Y. No, the goal of X, the goal of Lila is X, the goal by Yom is X. Or one could say they still have different agendas. However, what? It's the same maestim. In other words, the Maisa Kriya may actually accomplish two different agendas. And by the way, we'll discuss this in much more length, in like 60 seconds. Is there any support intuitively which would you rather go one way or the other? Which would you suggest? Which do you like better intuitively off the cuff right away? Correct. If one is Lishnosa and one is Lekros, it sounds like there really are two different agendas which one might submit but can fulfill either one of those agendas. So we'll get back to that textual point in a little bit, but this is the Chakira, I think, that I wanted to, that one of the major Madame Chakiras in the subject, what I want to speak about right now. How do I view the Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla Uvayom? Is it basically a repetition? Is it basically the same thing, just another time? Or is it fundamentally different in its nature, even though practically it looks the same? You hear the difference? Meaning, is the Kriya Bayom Uvalayla, is Bayom just another Kriya, or is it somehow intrinsically different, even though the words are the same? L'may Nafgimina, says the major Nafgimina. Let's take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos, in the bottom of the page, Divrei Maaseh Chayes. Jess, you with me? You good? Yeah? Ian, you with me? The Havamina was that Balayla, you read the Megillah, Bayom, you teach Mishnayos. Kimash Malah? No, both Bayom and Balayla, you read the Megillah. So I want to know what got changed. The Havamina clearly thought there were different agendas, and therefore different Maisim. Kimash Malah on what? Kimash Malah on, there still are different agendas, but it's the same Maisim. Or Kimash Malah, there's Mamish two different, that's the same agenda. I forgot what I said. Right. The difference between the two rejections of the Havamina, the difference between the two Maskanas is whether or not we're just repeating what we did at night, or it's a fundamentally new idea. So far, so good? Question, are you with me? Morty, you good? Okay. The Tosfos at the bottom of the page has an interesting sheet. We're going to read the first three or four lines now, first three or four words now. We'll get back to it a little bit later on, read it more properly. Chayvim likros Megillah b'layla l'shnosa b'yom. So Tosfos, Amar, read, Afal gav mevarech mam b'layla chos mevarech oso b'yom. You make a new shehachiyam b'yom. Even though you make a shehechiyanu on the Kriyas HaMegillah b'alayla, you make another shehechiyanu by day. You make another one by day, not says the Rig, you do. Who disagrees? The Rambam disagrees. There's a major machlokas, what's known as Tosfos in the Rambam. It's not just Tosfos in the Rambam, the Rosh, the Mordechai, the Ramah, all agree with Tosfos in the Rig that you do make another shehechiyanu by day. And the Rambam, the Rashbam, the Machaber, and others say you don't. Halacha l'maisa, t'machlokas Ashkenaz and Tfarim. For those posting in the group. Ashkenaz and Tfarim make three brachas balayla, three brachas bayom. While Tfarim makes three balayla and only two bayom, they don't repeat the Shechiyam. What might be behind this machlokas? Whether or not what? Yeah. If it's a repetition, it's the same old thing, then what? Presumably, no new shechiyanu, but there is something new, and we haven't even discussed what that new element would be. We'll get back to that a little bit later on. If there is something new, then what would you expect? Another shechiyanu. There's a good chance that this machlokas over here really is probably in that chakira. You with me? Our chakira is a very good chakira, and maybe this is an afkamina. The reason why I say maybe is because the sugi is a little bit more complex than that. The truth is, this Shehechiyanu question is not so pashut. If you want to argue that you do make a Shehechiyanu, like the Chachmei Ashkenaz all argue, Tosfos, the Ri, the Rosh, the Mordechai, the Ramah, that there is a Shehechiyanu, there actually are a few more assumptions couched in. There are three assumptions really to be made over here. Some of them are subtle. The first, the one that we spoke about, we call it assumption number two, because I think it's, well, let's go out of order. The first assumption is a very subtle assumption, you probably wouldn't have thought of it, but that the Megillah Bayom U Ba Laila All right, that's them two different mitzvot. Not only that, but Bayom has something new, and therefore you make a second Shehach the Yoni. Those are the three assumptions. Number one, they're really two different mitzvot. Number two, and what? There's something new during the day. Therefore, you make a new Shehach Yoni. One can argue about the nature of Shehach Yoni and say, no, you don't make Shehach Yoni on new elements, you only make Shehach Yoni on, I don't know. Meaning, one could say this, Machlokas Rambam versus, let's say, Tosfos, this is most consistent with the assumptions. Maybe the Rambam disagrees and says he disagrees on the nature of Shehach Yoni. Maybe that's where the Rashbam disagrees, the Machab, I don't know. That may be true, and conceptually may be correct, but I don't want to deal with it right now because I'm talking about Kriya Balyom of my life. But it is worthwhile to think about that. And theoretically, one can even argue that the Megillah by Yom HaBalayla is not really what? Two different mitzvahs, but rather it's one mitzvah with two parts. And this is a great Chakira methodologically you can ask by all sorts of things. Tefillin, one mitzvah with two parts, two separate mitzvahs. Kriya Shema Balayla, Kriya Shema Bayom, one mitzvah, two separate parts, two separate mitzvahs. Karban Tamid Shal Shachar, Karban Tamid Shal Bein Har Bayit, one mitzvah with two parts, two separate mitzvahs. These are great questions. Maybe one can even argue that by Megillah, that really is one mitzvah, two separate parts. Does anyone say that? So if you take a look at the second side, there are Achronim who think that they can take. Unfortunately, I photocopied the wrong Rambam. Anyone have a Rambam Moed here? The Rogat Shavra's Medayik from the Rambam. I'm taking a look at if you're interested. The Rambam writes that there's mitzvah lekrosa bayom ubalayla. What do you mean mitzvah lekrosa? What does it sound like? There is only one mitzvah. So says the Rogat Shavra, that's really where the Rambam disagrees. Says the Rabbi Chavah, the Machlokas depends upon whether it's one mitzvah with two parts or two separate mitzvahs. If it's one mitzvah with two parts, you make only one shabbiyan, which is exactly the Rabbi Shita. Lishitasa. However, if you believe that there are two separate mitzvahs, then you make two brachos. I understand a new shabbiyan, rather. Three brachos by the day. So this Machlokas may not depend upon our hakira. Our hakira is this middle assumption, whether or not there's something added during the day. However, maybe the machlokes depends on something else, and there is other nafkiminis to this. This first hakir as to whether or not the Megillah reading is one mitzvah, two parts, or two separate mitzvahs. Let's say a person converts Purim morning. Person converts first thing in the Purim morning. Would he be chayv in the Megillah? What would you suggest? Depends if it's one mitzvah or two. If he's really one mitzvah, two separate parts, why is he potter? He missed it last night. He can't fulfill the whole mitzvah. It's very nice to learn something. It's very nice that he wants to hear Kriyas Megillah. But the mitzvah is to have two parts to it, and therefore he missed the first part. So he can't do anything. However, if it's two separate mitzvahs, just because he missed last night's mitzvah doesn't mean that. Yeah. This machlokas, the Rav Chava quotes, is a machlokas 2 days in the Yerushalmi, as to whether or not a ger converts Purim morning. I don't know why a ger would convert Purim morning. Maybe he saw the party, Leil Purim, and he was so impressed that he could be frum and party like this. He's figured, what do I got to lose? I don't know why. You have to ask him. But if he converts more in the morning, is he chayv machlokas 2 days in Yerushalmi? Says the Rav Chava, that's good for the machlokas. Is it one mitzvah, two parts, or two separate mitzvahs? Maybe one can argue that that's not what the Rambam tells us as well. If the Rambam believes it's one mitzvah to their parts, you don't make it a Shehiyah. However, those are just side points. The predominant approach, which is what I want to talk about today, much more depth, is this middle Hakira, is there something new by Yom or not? Is there a new dimension? Is there a new element? Is there a new aspect that the Kriya Bayom has, which would mandate a Shechiyano, even if I hold that the Kriya Bayom and Kriya Balayla, L'chol Adayim, it's not like the Rav Hashem, is two separate mitzvahs, maybe still there's a machlokas if I make a Shechiyano or not. This approach is suggested by most Achronim, most clearly suggested by the Bach, The Bach, when he explains the reason why you would not make a new shef, in other words, he writes, Shava Bayom Balaila. And the Lashon of Shava Bayom Balaila sounds like there are two different mitzvahs for just a thing. If that's correct, we just catch up everyone up to where I am. We'll think, move on in a second, going weiter. If this is correct, we still have to explain what there is to be added during the day, and I'll get to that again in another minute. But that one nafkamina may be the shehechi on him. There's another nafkamina that I wanted to share with people before I move on and try to suggest what to do during the day. There's another nafkamina that the Aruch HaShulchan has. The Aruch HaShulchan wanted to know, a lot of times in Europe, someone was captured in jail, or who knows what. Let's say you have a situation where a Jew cannot hear both readings. You can only hear one reading. You either the Laila or the Yom. Which one should you hear? So there is an unbelievable sheet of the Rokeach that holds the Iker is Balaila, which is a very unique sheet. But let's say you don't hold like the Rokeach. You hold like the 99% of the Mepharshim who believe that the Iker is Bayom, or something like that. Or they're the same. You know, it's really our two sheets. Either the Iker is Balaila, or it's the exact same, or the Iker is Bayom. There is a unique sheet of the Rokeach who holds that. If it's Balaila, but most of the Farshim either hold that they're the same or that the Iker is Bayom. It says the Aruch HaShulchan is Gufa Nafkamina. If they're the exact same thing, one's Balaila, one's Bayom, but it's the same mitzvah, so which one should you do first? That wouldn't matter so much, but probably even better to do the one at night first, because Ein Ma'avir Na Mitzvah, you always do a mitzvah earlier if you can. However, if there's an Iker Bayom, if the one by the day is more important, it's more essential, it's more critical, then what? The Lechora, you would read the Megillah Bayom. And therefore, maybe the Machla, maybe there's a second Nafkamina to Aruch HaKira. Is there something new by day or not? Nafkamina number one, would you say Shachyam? Number two, Nafkamina number two is, if you can only hear one of them, which would you hear? And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan suggests. Question? Yeah?
Isn't it the Shad in the Gemara that when that Rabbi Shulman is talking about Masechet Megillah, that's how Rashi explains it and how
so
it's a different mindset.
That's the Havamina. And the Maskar needs to read the Megillah twice. Okay. Before I really get to the second half of the shiur, which is going to be going through each of the different suggestions, I'm going to have four possibilities as to what new is being offered by Yom that's not Balaila. Let's just read the Tosfos inside. We'll read the Tosfos in Masechet Chayiv, and then I'll try my best to suggest what is being offered by Yom that's not Balaila. What is the Iker by Yom? What's the new Chiddush? What's the new dimension? What's this new element? What factor is there by Yom that is not Balaila? Gabi, you with me so far? 100%? Ian, you good? Benji, you good? Anytime, what's up?
According to the Sfarim, that you wouldn't make a shekhan on the day.
Right.
You would make a shekhan on the night.
You would make a shekhan by night, not by day.
That's one of the better shekhan on the day.
Maybe not. Maybe the shekhanu, I don't know how important that extra shekhanu is. I hear the argument. I guess the question would be, how important is that shekhanu? I can imagine something like that, but you know, that's not what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Maybe it's just because it's Ashkenaz, but probably just because it's not true. Yeah?
You should think there should also be a Nafkamina by Hanukkah, depending on why you're lighting the first night, why you're lighting.
Maybe. I don't know. I have to sit and think about that more carefully. I don't want to entertain that right now. I got a short amount of time. Quickly.
You don't say that day because you said that night. If you said that night, you would also say it next day.
That's probably correct. Okay, take a look at Tosfos Divrei Maskil Chayiv. Tosfos at the bottom of Daf Dalet Aleph. Tosfos says as follows: Chayiv Adam Likros Esam Megillah Balayla V'Lishnosa Bayom. People got it? Amar Re Daafal Gav Mevarech Man Balayla Choz Mevarech Oso Bayom. You make the Shechem again by day. Why? Listen to this line: The Iker Persume Nisa Havi Bekriya Diyamama. Number one. What's the reason why? The Iker Persume Nisas Bayom. Anyone understand why that is? Like when you see the Megillah but not seeing the Megillah, that's the big Persume Nisa? I don't think you like that either, do you? Weiter. One question is, what does Tosfos mean by that? Next. V'kranani mashmakei d'chsiv alayla lo dumyali, kilomer afal gav shakara bayom, v'ayv likros balayla. V'ikr have b'yamama, kemish is kiru hakasav, t'chila, v'gam ikr, good. Second of all, not only is there a svarif word, i.e. that the ikr from suminis is bayom, but there's even a pasuk that supports it as well. Weiter. Then Tos brings another raya. V'gam ikr su'uda b'yamamahu, k'damer l'kaman. If you eat your suda by lila, you're not yotze, you're only yotze by day, and therefore what? We see that the ikr suda is by day, does anyone understand that? Just because the ikr suda is by day, that's why you say new shech yanu by day? Like, what the heck does that do anything? So yeah, you can try to say a balabata shabshad, you know, you see that the day is more important, but like, why? Just because you have a suda by yom, lo, that's why there's better kriya by yom. It's not just the same action over and over again. A little bit of a stretch, no? That's a raya? What Tosfos is talking about? Then Tosfos says, v'hachi yayin mashmi l'chsiv nizkar menasim ishkis l'chir la'asiyah meikar asiyah v'yamam av z'chir v'kein. Psukim supports it as well. Leaving out the psukim that support Tosfos' theory, he had two svaras, two, not just proofs from psukim, but two svaras, one svara, neither one makes sense to me. Each one makes less sense than the next, at first glance. One is that there's an ikar persume nisa bayom. I don't understand why. Where does that come from? And number two is that there's a suda bayom. Who cares? That shouldn't have to do that much with which kriya is more ikar. So before we get to what Tosfos is talking about, let's now return to the next major part, which is what we've been discussing, we've been pushing off for a while now, which is, if, let's just say, Tosfos and the Mordechai and the Rush and the Ramah are correct, and you do make a new Shech Yanu by day, because there is a new added element, a new dimension by Yom that doesn't exist by Laila, what is that new added element? Hey, are you with me? Jake, you good? Excellent. Kramer? Okay. So I have four possibilities I wanted to share with you. I'm a little bit short on time, so I'll try my best to say them pretty quickly. Each one's going to be a bigger chiddush than the next. Until I finally get to the fourth chiddush, which, when I tell it to you, right, there's no way that's true, and then I'll try my best to... I'll try my best to prove it to you, and then hopefully you'll walk away thinking, wow, that's just the chat. I brought in the Mihiri just to look up, and I wanted to read it to you, so glad that you have to trust me. What? Yeah, go get it. Like, it should be either by my mock or in that bag behind my chair. Like a black bag. Do you mind? Is that okay? I'll try my best to let you miss only one of the chidushim. One of the four suggestions. There is an interesting theory, which is, in addition to mitzvahs divrei Torah, mitzvahs divrei rabbanan, there's a middle category which may exist called midivrei kabbalah. Ironically enough, the mistaken Rambam I photocopied is however salvation from maybe the Rambam held it. If you take a look at the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, says the Rambam, Kriyas HaMegillah is not a mitzvah to save a divrei sofer, but the Rambam Yudim Shita Karas Neviim. What's funny about that opening line of the Rambam, textually speaking? Is it a divrei sofer or is it a divrei Takaras Neviim? Both. What's that going on there? The Salvechik explains he thinks maybe the Rambam means it's Medivrei Kabbalah. What does Medivrei Kabbalah mean? It means it's a heightened level of Chiyuv somehow. It's in between. It's in between. It's in between. It's not Derabana, but not Deraisa. It's somehow in between. So, for example, Lamai Nafkamin, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Aruch Chaim that an Onin, the person who lost a relative, usually cannot eat meat and cannot drink wine until after the Kvura. That's the din. When you become an Avel, you can't. But as long as you're an Onin, you should not drink wine, you should not eat meat. Says the Shulchan Aruch, on Purim you can because it's Medivrei Kabbalah. If it only be the Rabbanan, it'd be awesome. But because it's Medivrei Kabbalah, you can eat meat and drink wine even though you're an Onin. Furthermore, the Turi Eben writes that most mitzvahs midrabbanan, if there's a suffix, if you did them or not, what are we asking? Safek de Rabbanan Lekula, says the Turei Eben, that's not true by all mitzvahs mid Rabbanan. Megillah would go Safek Lekula, Chumrah. Why? Because it's mid Rabbanan. So So if let's say you hit 3 o'clock in the afternoon and you're so drunk on Purim, you don't remember if you read the Megillah or not, says the Torah Eben, you have to go back and do it again. Ayin de Rabbanan. No, says the Torah Eben, it's B'divrei Kabbalah. Fake is Gola Chumra. That's not so posh. Rav Chaim thought that even though it may be Divrei Kabbalah, it's fake, it can still go to Rabbanan. It's still go to Gula, at least according to the Rambam. However, that's what the Torah Eben argues, so maybe there's two nafkaminas. The Shulchan Aruch did by Onan and the Safek. The Node of Yehuda argues that if there is a status of Divrei Kabbalah, it's only Bayom below Balayla. Balayla is Derabbanon, and Bayom is Divrei Kabbalah. That's correct. That's the Node of Yehuda, I understand very nicely. Things work out perfectly. Balayla, you make a Shachiyan because it's the first time I've done the mitzvah in a year. Bayom and Ibn Ushef Yan, because it's the first time I have done the mitzvah of Divrei Kabbalah in a year. So I make two Shehechiyanus. As a result, the Node of Yehuda. Option number one. Does anyone think this is Pshat and Tosfos? Difficult to imagine, right? Yehuda, Iker pursuing Issa Bayom, we don't really seem to get that impression. So I want to share with you a second possible answer. What a second possible suggestion as to what the Yom has, which the Laila doesn't, that would trigger a Shechiyanu. Not just that it's Divrei Kabbalah, but a second possibility. Possibility number two is based upon the following background information. The Gemara Maseches Megillah on Daf Yud Dalit wants to know why you don't say Hallel on Purim. And the Gemara there offers three suggestions. The first and the third of the big Zionist suggestions. Number one, the Preston Aid didn't take place in Eretz Yisrael. We only say Hallel on things like Chanukah because of the place in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara makes another suggestion that at the end of the day we didn't have self-autonomy, we didn't govern ourselves. We only say Hallel if at the end of the day we rule ourselves and still not under the Shibut Rachashverosh. People use these Gemaras to talk a lot about Yom HaAtzmaut. You understand why? We have our own land and we have our own autonomy. That's like one of the major riots. People talk about how you know, Matzmon. I think Ravadja brings this down. He's down the rise. I'm not sure. People ask one, I'll bring it down. Then the Gemara has another approach, which is actually the second approach. The Gemara says, anyone know? Correct. Megillah Zuhi Halelah. I'm sorry. Megillah Zuhi Halelah. Correct. That the reason why there's no independent Halel is because we have the Megillah. Now, in truth, there's a fascinating discussion how to understand that. There's an unbelievable sheet of the Meiri. You know what the Meiri holds? The Meiri and Megillah Daf Yudal, right? If a person is found in a situation where they have no Megillah, you know what they're supposed to do? Say Hallel. Unbelievable sheet. Said the Prima Gadim, not only is that true, but even if the Purim falls out on Shabbos, and you don't read the Megillah because you don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, he's there with the Rabba, Shabbat Yelena, it's a bucket, Lumo, and you come to Yeshayah, you're in Dalas, which is the Rabbi, or because you can't give out the whatever the reason is. And if you don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, says the Prima Gadim, what should you do? Say, Hallel. That's not so cautious. Many of you should be sure to reject that. And that machlokes would depend upon whether or not there's a patur halel because there's a kriya in Megillah, or whether or not the kriya incorporates the halel in. Meaning, is there a halel or not? There should be a halel. Even if you could say there is a halel, just the Megillah covers it, or you could say that there's no halel in the first place. Which does the Meiri hold? What? Now, the Meiri holds that Hallel is included in the Megillah, and therefore, when there is no Megillah reading on the 14th, because you don't have Megillah, or like the Prima Gadim says, because it's Shabbos, then what would there still be? By default, there's a chiyuv to say Hallel. It's not that Chazal were not metakein Hallel because there's a Megillah. If that is the case, there's no takana at all. But rather, there is a takana of Hallel. It's just included, it's covered by the Kriyas HaMegillah. If this theory in the Meiri is correct, Maybe one can say, ask the following question. Would the Me'iri and the Prima Gadol, would their chiddush be true by Laila, by Yom, or both? Intuitively, what would you suggest? Should, if the Megillah has a second component to it, it's not just a Kriya, but it's also a Hallel, when would you suggest that take place? Only by Yom. Why? Because when you say Hallel, by Yom, so if they, the Kriya by Laila is a Kriya. The Kriya by Yom is a what? Hallel and a Megillah. So when you combine the two together, there's a new Shefi Yom. This is suggestion two. Suggestion two says the new added component, the new added dimension of Kriya by Yom is that there's a Hallel built into it, which is a brand new Kriya. The reason for a Yom is think maybe there's a Hallel by Laila, but let's stick with the simple Shefi. A's is going to ask me an excellent question, which is, Rabbi Horn, you wouldn't have said Shefi on one Hallel anyway. Is that your question? Well, it would have been a good one. The skeptic would ask, how could there be a Hallel on a Kriya with a Hallel if Kriya by Yom doesn't have Hallel, and Hallel by Yom doesn't have Hallel, so if you add the two things together, there shouldn't be a Shefi on all of a sudden. You with me? In other words, if there wouldn't be this added dimension, we just see Megillah to be no Shefiyan. And if on Hallel alone there's no Shefiyan, when you combine it together, all the subjects are Shefiyan, and the answer is yes. You make a Shefiyan on a Megillah when there's something new. This has something new. The Hallel becomes part of the Megillah insofar as that there's a brand new element, a brand new component, a brand new dimension, which is mechayiv a Hallel with the Shechiyah. That's the suggestion too. You understand? You with me? Morty, how you doing? Follow? Jesse, good? You know what I'm suggesting is the second Kriyas HaMegillah by Yom has Hallel included in it. When you read Balayla, you get one mitzvah, mitzvah of Megillah. When you read by Yom, you get two mitzvahs, one of Hallel, one of Megillah. That's a whole other dimension for the day. If there's a whole other dimension for the day, you're chayav a new shechiyanu. Suggestion three. Chiddush number three. Chiddush number three is an incredible chiddush. But I'm still holding that for chiddush number four. Chiddush number three is suggested by the Binyan Shlomo. The Binyan Shlomo, for starters, asks many questions in the Masechtas Megillah. Number one, people are familiar that there's such a thing as the Yom HaKenisa, right? That it's small little villages in the Kfarim where they didn't have enough people. They only went to the marketplace on Mondays and Thursdays, whatever the situation was. What they would do is read the Megillah, not on the 14th, but they push it forward, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th. They read it either the 14th or the Monday or Thursday just before the 14th. Right, that's the first Mishnah Megillah, yeah? So ask the Binyan Shlomo how they read the Megillah at night. Bayom was the Yom HaKenisa. Whatever they did in the day, where they went, who read is the Machlokes also. But they read Bayom. What did they do at night? Question number one. Then he makes an excellent observation. If you look at all the Mishnais in the entire Masechta, you will not find once that there's a mitzvah to read Megillah Balayla. Doesn't come up once in the entire Masechta. And not only does it not come up once, but listen to the Mishnah that on Masechta Megillah on Daf Kaf. There's a shocking Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol Hayom Kasher Le, Kriyas HaMegillah, Bala Kriyas HaHalel, Tekiyas Shovim, Tilas Lulav. There are certain things that are day mitzvot, so you can do them all day long. Then the Mishnah says, Kol HaLaila Kasher Le, and it has a whole list of things that you can do all night long. What would you expect to be first on that list? Megillah Balayla. Not only is it not first on the list, it's not even on the list at all. Argues the Binyan Shlomo, a chiddush which is an incredible chiddush. Says the Binyan Shlomo, are you ready for this? And the time of the Mishnayos, no one read the Megillah at night. You know who introduced the Megillah Balayla? Rabbi Shua ben Levi. That's why it comes up in Amoraim. That's why there's no issue by the Yom HaKnisa. That's why it's not found in the Mishnayos. It was instituted later on. And by the way, if that's correct, I'll add in a small little Kiddush, which is, do you want to know why the Pesukim come from Tehillim? Because it's not a real din of Megillah in the times of the Esther and Ahasuerus, but it's added in later on. It's a subsequent takam. If that's correct, if the Binyan Shlomo is correct, you understand something else incredible, an unbelievable Kiddush. That by Yom, they made a mitzvah called Kriyas HaMegillah. Then hundreds of years later in, they added in Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla. That's the Binyan Shlomo. That's correct. You make a Shachir on both. You make a shechi on the day because you've been making it for years and years and years. You make a shechi on the night because it's a separate mitzvah they added in. Here comes Kiddush number four. What is it? Three is a big Kiddush, no? Buckle up. Rabbi Soloveitchik suggested an unbelievable Kiddush, an earth-shattering Kiddush. You ready for this? Rabbi Soloveitchik suggested that Purim starts in the morning, not the night before. That the night before is not Purim. Purim starts in the morning. Purim starts the morning of the 14th, not the previous evening. The first question is, come on, are there any proofs to that? Like, you gotta really prove that to me. We'll get back to that in a second. But there's a second question, which is, and if you do accept this incredible Kiddush, why do you read the Megillah the night before? So maybe you could suggest the reason why you read the Megillah the night before is it's a preparation. It's a preparation for the day. It's a hachan. If that's correct, what comes out really nicely? Which words read beautifully? Likros and Lishnos. Why? Balayla, you read it likros, and by yom, you read it to understand better. And look at the mashal that the Gemara gives. The Gemara says, I'll explain to you what's going on. Amr lehu rabbi yirmi, l'gdime fashinu levi neitu abchi barava. He goes to Amr inshi avar prishata da v'atne. I'll read the parsha once, and then I'll really learn it. It sounds like the first time around is just a practice round in order to, what? Really understand it well for the day. So number one is I understand the words. But Laila, I read it even though it's not firm, I read it as a preparation. By Yom, I read it because it's firm. The mitzvah is really by Yom. If that's correct, where would I make a shachi on it? But Laila, because that's the first mitzvah, the hachanadik mitzvah. And when's the Yom? That's the Iker mitzvah of Purim. It's a brand new day at making on Purim. Let me try to prove to you by Soloveitchik's theory, because although it does explain a little bit, there's a lot more raya's to it. You ready? Raya number one, the Shita of Rav Amram Gon. Rav Amram wants to know, do you make the prayer, do you say the tefillah of Al Hanisim at night? And you know what he answers? Only if you already read the Megillah. But if you didn't read the Megillah, then what? You don't say Al Hanisim. Ask Rabbi Soloveitchik what? If it's Purim new, you should say Al Hanisim in Mamashah. You read the Megillah, you didn't read the Megillah, who cares if it's Purim at night, you should what? Say Al Hanisim. Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, what Rabbi Amram Gon had in mind was, it's not Purim. Once you read the Megillah, there's enough of a flavor, there's enough of a something, I don't know what. That probably has to be thought about more. But it's not Purim until the day. If you don't need the Megillah by day, you still make an Al Hanisim. Why? Because by Yom is Purim. Next ride. This is my own little ride. The Beis Yosef in Hilchas Megillah quotes a shita of the Ravid, which is, if let's say a person wants to read the Megillah early in the day, one can break their fast early and read the Megillah early in the day, referring to the night Megillah. If let's say the Megillah you read the night of Purim, you want to do it earlier, you can just break your fast and do it earlier, says the Ravid. That's an unbelievable chiddush. So the Truma Sadeshin says, you know what the Ravid must mean? He must mean that you can do it from Plag HaMincha and on, because Plag HaMincha, according to Tosfos of Rachos on Daf Beis, is really Laila. You can take Kriya Shema after that, you can Daf Marav after that. It really just means from Plag HaMincha and on, because B'Shas Adchak, if you're hungry, it's difficult, you could, you know, read the Megillah then. But if you read the Ravid, he doesn't mention Plag HaMincha, he doesn't mention Shitas Tosfos. I thought maybe the Pshat is, the reason why you could read the Megillah early is because why? Miman of Shach, you're not reading it on Purim. It's not a leil. You can't eat your Seudas Shabbos Friday in morning. Unless you make Tosefta Shabbos, you can do it Erev Shabbos. You can't do a mitzvah the Yom before the Yom. Why can you read the Megillah early? Maybe because Miman of Shach, it wasn't Purim. Purim starts in the morning. The Kriya on leil Purim is known as a hachana for the Yom. Next writer. There's a discussion as to when walled city people read the Megillah if they're visiting out of walled city people or vice versa. Let's say we all live in a walled city because we're here in Yeshiva Dakota. We read the Megillah on the 15th. We saw that from the 15th. Let's say you go to visit your friends in Shalomim, in Goshen, in Malachi. They read the Megillah on the 14th. Let's say you come to my house in the Veda Megillah. Well, here you go visit somebody, something, somewhere. So, which day of Purim do you keep? The answer is, it depends where you are that morning. Ask my fellow Benjik, why not have it depend upon where you are the night before? Explain the Rav what? Why would you think the night before? Because where you start Purim, where you are when Purim starts should determine when Purim is, says the Rav, that's Rupin of Shah. You know where I am when Purim starts? Where I am in the morning. If this is correct, so I'll share with you two small insights of the meter. Listen to both of them, you ready? Russian number one of the Meiri, Rebbe Soloveitchik, did not know this Meiri. It's such a British, brilliant thing, what's the Meiri? Diuk number one. Chayiv Adam Likros has a Megillah Balayla, Shemacharaso Yom Purim. The Persian Meiri. Why you chayiv to read the Megillah at night? Because tomorrow's Purim. Furthermore, it says the Meiri, Yeshem Megah, I think it's Likros. Right. The reason why we make a shechen by yom and not balayla is because you can't call the yom tov balayla. Ela al hamigillah mashein came b'shar yom tovim. Balayla you make a bracha on the megillah, by yom you make it on the yom of and the megillah together. Sha'af oso shalayla b'lezecher yom tov. Below the Dabra Acher, Vapa Bigain, etc., etc. Says to me, Eri, Mamash the Pshat were suggesting that the Shechianu is on the day because the day is Purim, while the night is just on the Megillah because it's not. Unbelievable Chiddush. And if this is correct, I want to explain to you Tosfos. Tosfos have brought two supports to his theory. Why is there a Shechianu by day? Tosfos had said, Sheikir Persume Nisa, Havi Bekriya Diyamama. Why? Why is it the Iker Persuminisa? Because that's what's Purim. But more than that, because the whole goal of the Laila was what? A preparation. You want to know the gist of the story, you want to know the basics. Why? So during the day you can have your Iker Persuminisa. That's exactly what it is. There's Iker Persuminisa because it's Lishnosa Bayom, you're doing it a second time. Then we had asked, why is Iker Seuda a Raya? The fact that the Seuda is Bayom, you know what the answer is? Why can you not, and Tosfos brings a Raya, what does Tosfos say? I'll prove to you that the God Iker Seuda be a Mamahu, the Gamer Lekaman, v'im achla balayla lo yetzay yidei chovaso. Why are you not yotzay yidei chovaso by eating your Seuda balayla? Not for him. You also can't do Shalach Manas and Matan Eslav Yonah balayla. You want to know why? Not for him. That's Tosis's Raya. Why did he bring Suda versus the other ones? I have my own suggestion. I'd like to suggest, it's my Pshat Tosfos. The Rav said this, but he didn't see the Meiri and he didn't send it to Tosfos. I think it's Jacob Pshat Tosfos. Why Sebuda over Shalach Manas and Matanis Avionim? Because every other holiday in the world, when do we have Sebuda? Once at night and once by. This is crystal clear that you're only having it by day. You want to know why? It's not permanent. So what we saw was, 60-second overview. What we saw was the Havamina and Maskana of the Gemara, which led to two different versions of understanding why we read the Megillah twice. Maybe that, is it something new during the day, or is it the same old? One potential nafkamina was Shechianu. Another potential nafkamina was the Aruch HaShulchan's nafkamina, about the person who only can hear one of the 2 days. We pointed out the Shechianu may be a nafkamina, but may depend upon something else. Maybe it's a Shechianu, maybe it's created by created one mitzvah or two. Then we figured out what might be a new dimension by Yom. We offered four possibilities. Number one, Divrei Kabbalah. Number two, Hallel. Number three, the chronological, historical element of how the Tachanas were made, that they were made earlier on versus later on. And number four, Vesal Vechik's incredible Chiddush, it's not Purim at night.